Well, joining us right now to take a look at how the COVID pandemic has been impacting his city is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, good afternoon. Thanks for having me on again this week. I appreciate it.
So first off, what are the latest numbers in the city right now?
Yeah, our total case count is 31,847 cases here in the city of Brockton. Our current active cases are 204 cases. That's an uptick of 13 new cases in the last 24 hours. Out of those 13 cases, 12 of those are 18 years of age or older. And then our death count is at 503 residents here in the city of Champions.
And how are the hospitals handling things?
Yeah, they're doing very, very well. We have a standing Monday 1 o'clock call with the VA and with Good Samaritan Medical Center and Brockton Signature and also Neighborhood Health Center. And again, the census numbers are very manageable. We are seeing, COVID in Brockton and COVID in the county and in the Commonwealth and in the country. So, we're being diligent and vigilant and working with our partners here locally, our healthcare clinicians, but also DPH and our Board of Health is still actively getting shots in the arms of folks.
And we're also getting ready for the upcoming school year. Do you think anything you're expecting this year, or what are your thoughts on that?
I think it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful academic school year. Brockton Public Schools actually starts September 2nd. My three kids remind me that on a regular basis. So September 2 will be the first day of school. September 1, the teachers will, report as their first day. But again, we also have New Heights Charter School and Cardinal Spelman, Trinity Catholic, and the Seventh-day Adventist. So I expect it to be a good academic year, and, we're just going to hope for the best and, continue to work with our school nurses and all of our clinicians to make sure we have a healthy, safe school here in the city of Brockton.
Now, another pandemic that has been getting a lot of attention lately has been monkeypox. What are your concerns on that right now?
Yeah, we have not had any confirmed cases of monkeypox as of yet here in the city of Brockton. Dr. Eno Montesir and Dr. Rick Herman. So again, Rick is our medical consultant, and Eno is our director of Board of Health. They're actively monitoring monkeypox, and it's an unfortunate situation that we have to deal with another endeavor health-wise. But we're being very proactive, and we're working again in collaboration. That's the key, right? In collaboration with other Board of Health and a regional capacity. And, we also know West Nile is around, not yet, no confirmed cases in Brockton. But, we just have to continue to work together. We're better together.
Now, the mayor's, you've been having a lot of summer activities. How are things going with that? We know the heat has been an issue.
Yeah, I know. We've had to close a few different endeavors because of the heat index, but our swimming at the pools, two pools here in the city of Brockton, the Manning Pool in the back of Brockton High School, and again, our Cosgrove Pool on the east side, actually will be closing on the 21st due to the fact that the lifeguards, most of them are going back to school, colleges and the like. So it's been a great summer academically, providing some enrichment courses for kids, but also athletically. And, we're excited to continue to do that going into the fall season as well.
Now, speaking of heat, another issue that's been plaguing the entire state right now has been this ongoing drought. How has that impacted Brockton?
Yeah, it is everywhere, right? My grass looks like straw right now in my own house. So, we're working with our DPW commissioner, and we are, much like every other municipality in Massachusetts, monitoring it, and we get some percentage of our water from Silver Lake, and I know that's down quite a bit as well. But I have a regular meeting with Brian Nardelli, who's our fire chief, because we want to make sure we're going to have enough water flow. God forbid we have to fight a fire, and there has been an uptick of fires for some odd reason. But we have very brave men and women on our fire department and police department. So the drought is here, and DW pond here as well is down. But we're hoping that we're going to be able to get through it, and we hope for the best.
Now, you've also got the first responder jamboree coming up this weekend.
Yeah, Saturday at the Brockton Fairgrounds on Route 123 on Belmont Street. And, it's the Brockton Police and our Brockton School Police officers as well. So it's really a kid-friendly, youth-friendly endeavor. I'm really excited that the officers are going to be doing this, and it's an outreach to the community as well. So, it kind of puts a name with a face, and if you have some interaction, face-to-face interaction is key, and it's going to be really, really geared towards enjoyment and activity. And, we hope for great weather, though, Dan.
Indeed we do. Well, unfortunately, Mr. Mayor, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
All the best, Dan. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. You as well.